was learning bird song, they taught us that one sounds like the bowler running out the bowl and delivering the ball. Yeah.
It gathers pace.
It gathers pace, yeah, that's it. Recent.
Okay, well, why do you need to get rid of trees then?
Well, scrub's useful, we don't really want it turning into full-blown woodland really, because what's important here is the grassland and the scrub's important, but the margins are more important. But the really important bits are the grassland and the flowers and things and the insects associated with that, because it's much rarer habitat. Chalk.
So it comes back to that thing about it's a management.
Although it looks pretty wild, it does take a certain amount of
effort to make it
management. Although it's part of the problem here is that between the wars it was grazed, and post-war they used to graze it quite a lot. But since then, nothing's been in here at all apart from the deer. And the numbers of the deer aren't high enough to, because deer are primarily browsers, so they're after the scrub and the brambles, that sort of thing. But there aren't enough to control that and stop that spreading into the grassland as well. So gradually you've got this sort of succession process of grassland turning to brambles, turning to scrub, turning to woodland eventually if you don't stop it. And so at which point you lose what is the rarest bit, which is all the grassland. But because although it's on an active landslip, the time scale is so long that by the time
it slips and
you've got new grassland to appear, effectively you've lost the vast majority of what we're actually interested in keeping, really. So,
because it sort of slips, it can actually slip and bring the tree with it.
Oh, yeah.
It won't actually get rid of it.
Especially where we've got sycamore, because the two sycamore and ash, like that big one over there, they're sort of primary, invaders really. They're the ones that see the most prolific. So once they do start to mature and start to produce seeds, they're the ones that really take over really quickly if you don't stop them. Things like the hollies. There's a few hollies dotted around, which they're so much slower.
And with
the exposure of the salt air and the wind and things, they're sort of limited, so they can't take over. And same here, it's interesting here, especially these older patches where the ivy is absolutely smothering nearly everything. Because it's got waxy leaves, it protects itself from the salt, so it doesn't get as limited as some of the smaller, some of the softer leaved sort of things.